Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. My guest, Brenda Massanet of Empacadora Hill Brothers. And we were discussing the five areas that, as industrial organizational psychologist, that she has focused on in terms of this company, which she's done before. And I had mentioned at the very outset, in addition to the university that you studied at and you have served on the board of trustees, you've also been very active with the Association of Psychologists. And in that role that you've had, I know you've had a health fair in Plaza Las Americas, and what else have you done in terms of that association to carry across these visions that you've been talking about?
Yeah, I had the fortune of working with the Psychology Association of Puerto Rico since 2005, I think. The product of my mentor, and I think mentorship is one of those things that we need to stimulate in Puerto Rico. So she got me into getting involved with the Psychology Association, and those years, for example, you just mentioned, we had a health fair in Plaza Las Americas, which we carried on for a couple of years. After that, I had the honor of being selected as the president of the Psychology Association. So then we did many activities, including a symposium on violence. I think the Psychology Association allows me to work on that social responsibility area that I think it's so important in Puerto Rico. We need to educate not only the professionals, but we also need to help educate the public, the general public. So we have touch on areas like sports psychology and, like I said, violence and different populations that need our help and need for us to work on a better Puerto Rico, I think.
Good. I've been having some live programs at the beginning of January as part of this radio talk show, because I usually just interviews of people. And I mentioned that one of the goals I have for this year, I hope it works out, is to have a program, 1 hour, where devoted to crime and all the different facets of crime. Mm-hmm. And I think, I would love to have you and the Psychology Association, get involved and from their perspective. We were discussing the clipping of the person who now heads AMSCA, who I mentioned the other day.
Salvador helped me out a lot when I was the president of the Psychology Association of Puerto Rico, and he's a psychologist as well, and has been a member of the association for many years.
And president of the university.
And president of the university, of the Carlos Albizu University.
Yeah, so and he, his viewpoint of, he has to address drug addiction, mm-hmm. and which is such an important mm-hmm. part of the crime scene that we have in Puerto Rico. So anyway, hopefully we'll be working together in that area, in that program, and some of those things. But getting back to the Hill Brothers and the future and the transition that now is taking place, you're an only child. You've been, as you said, with the company from all your life you've been part of it. It's a completely family. And your father's still active, and as you say, he's going to continue to be active. You can't see him doing something else other than being,
definitely.
This is his family, this is his life, this is everything. But in terms of your future, this is your love, this is, you're committed, this is where you're going to be, you're going to take over.
Yeah, we hope to be here 50 years from now. The company turned 50 last year, and I hope we're going to be seeing that celebration 50 years from now. I think we have a great future, and one of the things is that we have employees that are carrying on the legacy.
And in terms of you have a child, what age, how's that going to work out? That's the next generation.
Yeah,
it'll be the third generation.
Adoptive son. It was called when I was growing up, or when my parents were growing up, hijo de crianza. So he's 20 now.
Because created because a member of a family.
He's a member of a family that I'm.
You took over the.
I took over the
nurturing and he grew up with you.
Yeah, but it's not adoptive in terms of.
How long has he been with you?
He has been with me 6 years.
6 years.
And he's 20
he's
now.
20.
So I took him.
Teenager, 14.
Adolescent.
Yeah.
A tough time for any kid and for any parent. And he's 20.
Your psychological studies
came
in good.
Yeah, they did. And he's 20, and he's doing, he's going to the university, he goes to Inter-American University. He's in love with boats. So he's also doing mech tech at the same time to learn a little bit of mechanics, boat mechanics. But he also works here.
Okay.
He comes 3 to 4 times a week, depending on his school schedule, and he loves it.
Sometimes
I need to sit him down and tell him, you know what, you're not the owner, you can't give instructions around, but he loves it.
Okay,
he protects this as if it were his, and it's great.
Okay,
it's the next generation coming up.
So hopefully, and they're enthusiastic. That's fantastic. We have a business, which is the dream. You start from nothing, $200 investment with a little truck, going to pick up things down at the ports and selling it little by little, and then another truck with one employee, and then a house, and underneath the house is the warehouse that grows out. Then you finally buy some land, and you start building your infrastructure, impressive infrastructure, and now you're up to 170. You have the transition to you, and obviously with your psychology and your personality, you're going to be continue to do great.
We hope so. We do hope so.
I'm sure you
will. We are confident that it will.
Well, I congratulate you for your achievements.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining me in Business Resolutions.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm with Brenda Massonet, in case you came in at the last moment, of Empacado and Ahil Brothers. She's the Vice President and Charge of Human Resources with a great psychology background. We'll see you, Brenda.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Goodbye. Okay. Well, this is the end of this program, and I trust you enjoyed it. As you know, you can access this program in a podcast on my website, which is jrgcprc.com. I wish you a stressless week, and that you're able to resolve your conflicts. Take care, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining our Business Resolutions discussion with Jorge Gonzalez. You're invited to join Jorge and his guest each week at 8:06 Saturday morning, 2:06 Monday afternoon, and 6:06 Friday evening.